Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Here in the studio, it's Ian.
Pico's not here.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass. And we want you to join us online. Just head on over to freetalklive.com. You can join the various features that we have there for you. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. You are not yet subscribed to our podcast and you're into podcasts. Well, you can find our RSS feed, which you can plug into your favorite podcast client over at feeds.freetalklive.com. If you're on one of those platforms like Spotify or iHeartMedia, then we've got links directly to our already existing entries in those systems. So you can find all of that over at feeds.freetalklive.com. We're going to go back to the phones here. We got Alu Axelman. He's an author, a regular blogger over at Liberty Block. That's his website, libertyblock.com. But he's been just cranking out the books over how many years? When did you write your first book? Because you're up to number 7 now, Alu.
Yes, sir. The Blueprint for Liberty was the first one in the beginning of 2021.
7 books. In 2 years?
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yes, that's prolific is what
yeah.
that is.
What am I doing with my life? Sorry, go ahead.
And in the meantime, he's like writing a ton of articles and blogs.
Yeah, I've been here for okay. 3 years. I can't even put out a 3-song EP yet. So, you know, congratulations, dude.
How well many done. Of you are there? And how exactly do you interface with our time scheme? Because clearly you're moving.
Extra-dimensional.
Yeah, I don't think he's limited by the speed of light here.
That's a great point.
Well, I wish I could clone myself. I've had a baby, which is as close as I could get to it. But
go.
I do need to clone myself because there's so much work to do.
Half clones are way better.
Your new book is They Fear Unity. What's it about?
Yes. So I realized that politicians divide us based on all of the lines from old, young, black, white, guy, girl, straight, gay, all this stuff, rich, poor. They use these things to divide us, which is not quite rocket science, and it's not really a earth-shattering shock. And then I saw a sign that Carla Garrick was holding like a year or two ago at a CRT rally, but they were, you know, CRTs, they tried to turn white people and black people against each other in the school.
Oh, critical kids, race theory?
In the government school.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep. So at that big rally, it was a unity rally. We had like people of 15, 20, 30 ethnicities and like 20 different languages had signs saying, unity or something, or they fear unity or we're united.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, you know, tons of languages. And Carla was there with a sign that just said they fear unity. And I'm like, bam, light bulb. Oh my God, I have to write a book. Mm-hmm. But that, when I thought of it, this was still like a year ago. So I had a few other books that I had kind of started before then. So this was on the list to be number 7 for the last like year.
Mm-hmm.
But I finally started it a few months ago after Taxation of Staff and after President Guilty. So I wrote it. It's decently short. It's like, 25,000 words. So very short for a book. And it's 13 chapters, but it goes through like all of the different ways that they divide us. But here's the thing, like it's probably been written before, but at the end, there's a really big twist. It's they want to divide us so that they can divide and conquer and make us focus on each other and we fight you instead of fighting the government. But at the end, I say, you know what? They want division. Let's fear into the skin. Let's give them division. And I think Ian knows what I'm saying. They want division. Let's give them all the division they can handle and then some. And what that means is division of the union.
Ooh.
And that actually is the best way to take power away from D.C. Because once the union starts dividing, then D.C., the empire,
crumbles.
Has no one to rule over.
That's
and
right.
then they crumble, and then we win. So it's kind of like saying, fear into the skid.
Picking up what you're laying down.
Mm-hmm. This has a lot to do with the Overton window, because if what can be discussed is this group versus this group, but what cannot be discussed is all of us versus the people who are using violence and aggression to rule us, who are threatening us all of the time, if that cannot be talked about, then that cannot be changed. Now, I was wondering, have you heard of Fred Hampton?
Negative.
So Fred Hampton was this was back in the 60s. He was coming to prominence in the Black Panthers in Chicago, and at the time there was a lot of racial tension, especially between a lot of the poor white Southerners who had to leave their farms in the South, move to the city, and a lot of them ended up in Chicago. Now in the South, one of the things that was very common to see was the Confederate flag.
Mm-hmm.
So there, one of the ways that they sort of knew each other and identified was using the Confederate flag. So that, of course, helped to inflame some racial tensions.
In Chicago.
But, yes. But so the Black Panthers and these poor white Southerners who had also, you know, formed similar sort of social organizations had actually started talking. And Fred Hampton had been a really big driver of that. So, like, they had actually reached the point that the white Southerners abandoned the Confederate flag as their group signal because of how it divided them from the Black Panthers, who were suffering the same problems and the same issues.
Mm-hmm.
And because Fred Hampton was gaining in prominence and becoming higher and higher in the Black Panthers on a national level, they assassinated him.
I was going to guess that.
I was going to say the federal government would have to mess that up. They can't have unity. They fear it, yeah.
That's exactly it. Yeah, that's why I wondered if you'd heard of him.
I have not. Is there a good book about that story?
Not that I know of. But it's definitely something that gets heavily suppressed, and they're constantly trying to divide us by race, like with the whole Black Lives Matter thing, to divide us against the idea of, like, now, wait a second, what this is actually about, and you can see this in the Tyree Nichols case, is that it's the police who are acting without any kind of responsibility or accountability against everyone. But if they change this, if they redefine it as, well, no, this is a question of whether Black Lives Matter or not, instead of a question of whether or not human lives matter to the police.
Bingo, you're spot on. I get frustrated every time I see police, you know, black or white, it doesn't matter. I see police violate someone and abuse them and punish them, like I wouldn't presume guilty, punish them before they're convicted, obviously, which violated due process. And then everyone says, oh, it's about race. It's not. It's really not. Do cops treat everyone badly? Yes. Do they treat blacks worse? Maybe. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's about humans. It's about the police versus us, the government versus us. But then they split us, BLM, and they get black versus white, and we're distracted again. They deflect all of, you know, the potential attacks and the heat on them and make us fight each other. It's so frustrating.
Agreed.
It is. I mean, it is going to be true even in a world without the state, which all of us, I think, want to reach at some point, hopefully within our lifetimes, that we're still not going to be unified on everything. People are always going to disagree on stuff. But the difference is liberty-minded people don't want to force their viewpoints on other people. That's the key difference. Y'all can disagree with me. That's fine.
Yep.
Just don't force me to, come on board with your belief system. I won't force you to come on board with mine, and then we can live in close proximity to one another. But the people we cannot live with are the people who want to use that force. And that's why what you're saying, Alu, is a solution here, is to declare independence from the United States. And in order to make that happen, we come back around to that thing we talked about earlier tonight, which is getting like-minded, liberty-oriented people to do something instead of just complaining online, to actually pick up their lives and migrate to a place where they can not only have a community of like-minded people that they can interact with, that they can buy and sell things from, which we see happening regularly within the liberty community up here in New Hampshire, but also that because we will have more of us, because there's only a few thousand right now at best, but because we'll have more of us in the rest of society, more people will be working with libertarians, more people will be at the church with libertarians, more people will be at the, you know, the knitting club with libertarians, and they're going to hear about the ideas of independence more and more and more often, and then we'll start shifting the numbers of people who are in favor of independence, which right now, according to the poll that Alu, your organization, the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence, hired a polling firm over the summer of 2022. According to that poll, it was about 29% of the respondents, which I believe were registered voters, 29% of the respondents said they favored New Hampshire being an independent nation right now. So
nice.
Not quite a third, but we really only need two-thirds to pass a referendum, or rather a constitutional amendment that would make that a real thing. So we're not quite halfway there, but we're close to halfway there. But we still have a lot of persuading to do, and having people interacting with pro-independence-minded people regularly is what it's going to take. They have to hear about it from people they know. They have to hear about it from people that they trust, and not just some, you know, rando on a street corner with holding signs.
Now, getting back to the idea of unity, though, most people, when they hear this concept, they've been trained to believe that the only way that these disparate groups can ever work together is by the force of the government.
No, it's not true.
When, if you look at it, governments never accomplish this. Throughout time, when they accomplish this at all, it is for short periods of time and in specific ways. Now, what does cause very different groups of people to work together is the market. And how do we get and how do we allow the market? Well, we have to allow the market, which means you have to stop the regulations. You have to stop all of the things that are interfering with our natural ability to work together separately.
Yeah, contrary to popular thought, the best way for large groups of people to work together is for everybody in that large group to behave as individually as possible.
Right.
Alu, other thoughts?
Well, that's the book. I think Leonard Reed wrote a very long time ago, I, Pencil, that everyone in the world should read. And my son's going to read it as soon as he can read. It explains everyone can make money, and it makes everyone in the world work together to make a pencil, because it has parts from all over the world where people don't speak each other's languages, but they all put in that part of the pencil. They all manufacture it and ship it so they can make money. So money is what makes everyone actually work together the best, and it's not the government. It's the opposite of the government. It's the free market, or the black market, if you will.
Bingo. Excellent, sir. Thanks for the call tonight, Alu. Appreciate it. Check out his new book, LibertyBlock.com is his website.
Just a quick out-of-the-nowhere note. So assonance is for vowels, what alliteration is for consonants.
Oh.
So Bruce Banner is alliteration, but Silent Night or Son of a Gun. Rhyming is assonance, but is a kind of assonance.
Uh-huh.
So you just have any of the vowel sounds similar.
So, okay, very good.
Just wanted
we
to
were talking
that
about that earlier tonight.
Wow, I've learned something today.
All right, let's talk about the CIA.
Creeps in action.
We got into the Nord Stream pipeline sabotage, which apparently, according to Seymour Hersh, did involve the CIA, as well as the U.S. military. And what other shenanigans
I felt like
on?
During the previous segments, the word CIA kept coming up, and mm-hmm. I'm like, yes, let's talk about these bastards. As many of their listeners may know, I am indeed a survivor of child abuse of many different forms, which I'm not going to go into. We could talk about that another day. But it is a topic that hits home. I do some donations to some charities for child abuse, things of that nature. And so that's, you know, my way of giving back, as well as bringing up these topics on a show such as Free Talk Live.
Well, some people would say that's why we need the government, is to protect children from abusers.
Oh, well, just wait till you hear this.
Mm-hmm.
CIA caught covering up rampant child sex crimes inside the agency, and no one has gone to jail. Imagine an agency so secretive and so corrupt that they can literally get away with criminal sexual abuse of children. Then imagine you are forced to pay for this agency, and despite knowing that their agents are abusing children, even admitting to it, they are avoiding any kind of legal ramifications. Well, there's no need to imagine this, because it's that and more happening within the CIA.
Wow.
And no one's doing anything about it. Last December, through multiple FOIA lawsuits, BuzzFeed News obtained hundreds of internal CIA reports that detail the rampant abuse. According to the reports, despite multiple agents and contractors, numbering more than 10, being caught in child sex abuse situations, federal prosecutors have brought zero charges.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
The abusers remain protected by the agency itself. It's been nearly a year since this information became public, yet there have been no investigations and essentially no interest by anyone in D.C. or the political establishment to hold anyone accountable.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember a previous article that had gone into how the people that had been contractors of the CIA had gotten away with these sort of things.
They still are.
And if you remember, Epstein was an intelligence asset. That was, right. like, the first time he got caught, tried, convicted, the reason that they'd let him go, the reason he got a slap on the wrist is because
he was an
intelligence asset.
And that was stated by the prosecutor at the time, right?
Right. And here's the thing, like, you know, Jet was talking about, like, oh, well, no, these are different gangs. No. The Central Intelligence Agency is the central nervous system of this body. It is what runs this gang. So, like, the question has come up, well, if you could get rid of one agency, oh, well, maybe the Fed. No, no, no. The CIA. Hmm. You want to know who's running the show? They have the blackmail on everyone in power.
BuzzFeed reports that most of the cases were referred to U.S. attorneys for prosecution, but in an apparent quid pro quo scenario, the U.S. attorneys send the cases back to the CIA to handle them internally.
Oh, I see.
As a result of this scenario, these child abusing monsters face no legal ramifications. At most, according to the report, they may lose their job or security clearance.
Right, because if all you have publicly, and who dug up this information? I know it cited it right at the start of the story.
BuzzFeed.
BuzzFeed. You know, all they got is like some documents from, allegedly from the CIA here. That's a whole different story than actual evidence being promoted in a courtroom and like showing the ugly details of what these people are doing. Instead, you just get, you know, some sort of internal memo or whatever. That's not the same. Like, that's nowhere near as damning of a situation.
And here's the thing. In civilized society, child abuse is a terrible personality, a criminal personality flaw. In government, it's a special skill.
Mm-hmm.
As BuzzFeed points out, some of these crimes are utterly horrifying and involve toddlers.
Oh, God.
One employee had sexual contact with a 2-year-old and a 6-year-old. He was fired. A second employee purchased 3 sexually explicit videos of young girls filmed by their mothers. He resigned. A third employee estimated that he had viewed up to 1,400 sexually abusive images of children while on agency assignments. The records do not say what action, if any, the CIA took against him.
Hmm.
A contractor who arranged for sex with an undercover FBI agent posing as a child had his contract revoked. Out of all these monsters, only a single one, that's one, uno, was ever charged with a crime.
Hmm.
In fact, that one individual, according to the report, was the only known case of a CIA staffer being charged with child sex crimes ever in all of history.
Wow.
Wow.
What happened to him?
When questioned about the unchecked abuse, the agency refused to elaborate, stating only that the CIA, quote, takes seriously its responsibility to hold accountable federal government employees who violate federal law within our jurisdiction.
Sure.
By firing them, maybe.
Cue the laughter here, because that is a canned response if I ever heard one, and they certainly do not take it seriously, as evidenced by this article.
Yeah, I bet you anything there was an internal politics thing that caused that one person to be accused of this.
Hmm.
What's more, as the complete lack of interest by federal prosecutors highlights, no one takes it seriously. According to the report, the reasoning behind not charging the CIA child predators with crimes is that their prosecution could reveal potential state secrets.
Mm-hmm.
As BuzzFeed reports, the former official who reviewed the declassified inspector general reports characterized the concern from CIA lawyers as, we can't have these people testify. They may inadvertently be forced to disclose sources and methods.
Ooh. Really?
Yes. Look, parents, we are concerned for your children and their safety, but they're just not as important as our state secrets, so we're going to protect those instead.
Well, if you prosecute our child abusers, then you'll find out all the politicians that are involved in the child abuse.
Mm-hmm.
We can't have that. It would national security.
Well, I think we were saying when the whole Epstein thing came out was like, this guy crossed somebody. He pissed somebody off within the government, mm-hmm. right? Like, this is the tip of the iceberg, and now you're starting to see maybe a little bit more of that tip of the iceberg, but it's got to go deeper, and it probably gets really ugly.
Oh, yeah. Well, and that's why we are not allowed to pull at these threads. That's why when the surviving partner in this crime gets prosecuted, we do not have any information as to the client list.
You're talking about Ghislaine Maxwell?
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Imagine it was your child who was raped by a CIA agent, and authorities tell you that they cannot prosecute the abuser because it may reveal state secrets.
Hey, look, it's for the good of the nation. You're totally fine.
For the good of the nation, your child's predator will never come to justice.
If there are state secrets so important inside the CIA that children can be sexually abused with impunity, it is high time this organization is disbanded and eliminated, as children are the one thing we should actually be protecting. Sadly, however, that will likely not happen, as this problem is rife throughout all government agencies, which explains why no one is looking into the CIA. In July 2019, the TFTP reported the problem of government agents viewing horrific images and videos of child pornography on official Department of Defense computers had gotten so out of hand that the bipartisan legislation had to be introduced to curb the practice.
How's legislation going to curb that practice?
I don't know. A couple of reps introduced legislation meant to halt the epidemic of government employees viewing and sharing child porn over Department of Defense networks and devices. I'd be willing to bet the DOD network has more child porn on it than any other network, period.
It's already illegal. What are they going to legislate that's going to somehow make it more illegal for these people? They're not being prosecuted.
I'm sorry, but it's too bad that the person who abused your child was an important person. Too bad. I mean, if they hadn't been an important person, you might be allowed to find out who it was.
They launched an investigation into this kind of stuff. The investigation identified over 5,000 individuals, including many affiliated with the Department of Defense, who were subscribed to child porn websites.
5,000?
Yeah. The investigation was conducted by the Pentagon's Defense Criminal Investigative Service, and it netted hundreds of suspects who work for and are affiliated with the Department of Defense. Hundreds of government employees are using taxpayer-funded DOD networks and computers to view and share child porn, essentially running a child porn network on a government system.
Wow. Well, listen, I mean, that's a very concerning thing, but if we were to just go ahead and arrest those thousands or hundreds or whatever of people, then we wouldn't have defense. We wouldn't be able to protect the nation. I mean, don't you people want to be protected from China and Russia? I mean, we got to give these people a pass, clearly.
Yeah.
What I want is for...
By the way.
Yeah, I understand. You're playing devil's advocate. What I want is for people to understand that this is what happens when you give people power.
Sure.
They abuse it. They abuse children with it.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want people to understand is that this isn't one-offs. These aren't separate incidences. No, this is a network. This is a culture. This is what villainous psychopaths do to keep each other from backstabbing for 5 minutes. The only way to do it is blackmail, and the best kinds of blackmail are universally abhorrent behaviors like child sexual predation.
If you want to comment here, the number is 603-283-6160. But, you know, even if they were to abolish the CIA tomorrow, it still wouldn't change these issues. As you said, the Department of Defense, the FBI. I mean, it wouldn't hurt. But these
it would help
still,
a hell of a lot.
These people are still going to be there. They'll just be in other agencies. In fact, probably some of the CIA guys get hired by the other agencies at that point. You've got to get rid of the whole beast, the whole federal government. More coming up.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
U.S. NSA News Update. Crews are working to recover wreckage from an unidentified object shot down over Alaska on Friday. The Pentagon says F-22 fighter jets shot down the car-sized object hovering at 40,000 feet because it was posing a reasonable threat to civilian air traffic. Another unidentified object was shot down Saturday over Canada's Yukon Territory. More than 28,000 people have been killed in the earthquake that hit southern Turkey. United Nations aid says it's the worst tremor to hit the region in a century. The lawyers for former President Donald Trump are expected to fight a recent subpoena for former Vice President Mike Pence on executive privilege grounds, experts say. The CDC is adding the COVID vaccine to routine immunization schedules for children and adults. It joins the flu, polio, measles, mumps, and rubella, along with other shots. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up a little bit later tonight, there's more live talk content available for you only online, however. You can tune into any of our video streaming platforms that we're on, though we prefer you'd watch on Odyssey. You can go to watch.freetalklive.com. It'll take you right to the video streaming page, where you can also chat with some of the users in the chat room there, which we are now able to monitor in studio for the first time in the last week or so, basically.
Terrestrial radio can't handle our content.
It is uncensored as far as radio is concerned, so we do not have radio stations that air Beard Talk Live. It starts at 10:30 Eastern Time. Gives you guys a few minutes to take a break after we wrap up the radio show and get things in order for Beard Talk Live, which is coming up on its half a year point very, very soon.
Episode 26?
Is that this week?
I think so.
26 or 27. Well, I better know by 10:30.
Okay.
If only the guys who
losing track. This thing would, it's a good thing. I don't know what episode of Free Talk Live this is. I mean, my God, it's been 20 years at this point. But you guys are doing a good job. It's a fun show. If you are available to watch it live, then you can see that at watch.freetalklive.com. If you prefer to listen, you can also grab it on our podcast, which, as I mentioned earlier, you can find the podcast for Free Talk Live at feeds.freetalklive.com. Let's talk to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Sarah.
Oh, I just want to to bring up that I was watching the TV, and they were talking about human trafficking around the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
They were saying that they bring the girls in there for, and most of the Johns are the local people that live there. And one of the things that she mentioned was that for 10 prostitutes they incarcerate when they wind up in jail, only one of them said, I was doing this because I wanted to do it. So all the other one, 9 of the prostitute jails were beaten or forced into it and coerced. Mm-hmm. So that's the epitome of it. I mean...
Yeah, that's terrible if that's the case. And as we've tried to explain to you before, but you just simply will not listen, of course, ending prohibition of sex work would solve that problem basically overnight.
Sure would.
But you don't care actually about these women. You just pretend to, right?
Well, I mean, do you really think that we could end prohibition just because you want it, you wish it to?
How
do you think slavery ended, Sarah?
You think it's going to happen?
People wanted to end it long enough for it to happen.
Okay, you're convinced of it, and you're willing to work on it, or whatever. But I mean, my reality, my thing is that I just think they need to keep the more vulnerable. My way of doing it is separating the homeless men from the women, so they can't recruit these women that are vulnerable.
Hold on. Whoa. You said these men, these pimps, are bringing women in to the Super Bowl, meaning that they're coming from the outside in order to service these Johns. That sounds like it's a little out of the range of your average homeless guy,
right,
to arrange that.
No. I mean, but I'm saying they recruit these girls that are runaway girls that they're picked at their local city, wherever they're at, or once they get them, round them up into their little stable.
Well, I want you to remember, every time you collect that welfare check, or whatever you want to call it, every time you collect that check from the government, you are contributing to the homelessness problem. You see, if we didn't have all of these regulations choking the life out of our economy, then we wouldn't have this giant homelessness problem. If they couldn't print the money to give to you, then we wouldn't have this enormous homelessness problem.
But we're talking about how they get these girls. These girls are busted or brought into these Super Bowls.
Okay, but you just said that wasn't the case.
No, she was saying that apparently the majority of the Johns are locals.
Wait a minute. I thought you said that's originally what you had said, was that they were being brought in, and then I said that would be out of the range of your average homeless guy, and then you said, no, the homeless guys are the ones that are recruiting these girls. Which way is it?
No, the homeless girls are being rounded up in their city, and once they get
But didn't you say the solution
there
was to separate homeless men from homeless women in homeless shelters?
Right, that's my thing, because they have...
How is that going to stop this?
They have a scout. They're actually homeless men. They get dope
for scouts.
Money, or I don't know what they work with, the pimps. So they track them. These girls, they're a lookout for these girls, and they round them up.
See, here's how it would work if it were legal. Okay, so if prostitution were legal, one of the ways it would work is professionals would be doing this job. You would not be able to recruit as effectively on the streets because a crack-addicted, meth whore who's missing half her teeth or whatever and has got pockmarks all over her body from picking constantly because of her meth addiction is not going to have a chance to compete with a young woman who's trying to pay her college bills or whatever, who wants to go into this profession of doing sex work because she knows it pays really well. Okay, so the homeless recruiters are going to be out of business overnight if you actually were to legalize this business.
Also, by legalizing it, it's going to drive the price down. Anytime you make something illegal, you make it more expensive. You don't get rid of it, you just make it more expensive. When you make something more expensive, you make it worth people's while to make it happen in spite of the fact that it's illegal.
Right, and she'd also pointed out, and thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight, she'd also pointed out that ostensibly 1 out of 10 of the people, the women who are arrested for prostitution, are, she claims, voluntary. And the women who are doing prostitution in legal areas, in, for instance, Nevada, in the counties where prostitution is legal, they're 100% voluntary in those places.
This is very telling, too, about governments, because there have been successful, we'll call them states, cities at least, with what we call successful drug policy. That is to say, they've legalized drugs to whatever extent they have.
Or at least decriminalized.
And what they've seen, of course, is a reduction in crime, right? Who would have ever thought that, right? And so what you don't see, though, is in all of the places where this is has gone on, is you don't see the normal monkey-see-monkey-do act that governments do. When something succeeds, when one politician is successful at a thing, usually it catches on like wildfire, and all the politicians start doing it. Take a look at mandatory masking, right? Like, one guy started it, and like, woof, all of a sudden everybody was in on it like wildfire,
right?
So if you look at successful drug policy, that's not catching on. Why? There's no money in it.
Let's go to the phones here. Pedreg is on the line. Also, he's in New Mexico. Go ahead, Pedreg.
Sir, it's misguided. New Mexico is misguided. And you guys are correct. They always take the taxes out of our pocket. If I saw a prostitute on the street, and I wanted to give her $20 or whatever, $100 bill, that would be out of my pocket. But the government wants to save everybody, and the government is only taking away from the people who work.
Yep.
Agreed.
Yeah, and one of the things about that, like, you don't see them, you know, human trafficking into Nevada. You don't see them human trafficking into Amsterdam to compete where it's legal. No, that's not what happens.
No, it attracts people. There are women who will move into Nevada to simply seek out these opportunities.
That's exactly right. And it's all voluntary.
To do that, they should find a good working man and marry him and cooking breakfast or something.
That is a much more likely way to have a happy life. And that's just what the statistics show. On average, that will, for most people, bring you a much happier life.
Well, I don't know. I mean, the money these women can make, they could have a very happy life, and you know, they could take care of a man on the prostitute's
salary. Well, as I'm sure you're aware, there's more to life than money.
Well, there's no doubt about it, but, I mean, it's nice to have some nice things if you can afford it.
Sure,
I mean,
sure, but it doesn't give you purpose. It doesn't give you a reason to get up.
I can't speak to that. It may very well give these women purpose who are in this business. I mean, it may not be right for you or it may not be right for me. We may not be able to understand it, but I don't think it's fair to say that they don't have purpose in what they
compared
do.
Compared to what, though? Compared, in this case, to having a family. Now, when you have a family, you touch immortality. You pass a part of yourself on beyond your death.
I mean, there's no prohibition
on it. The level of purpose in that, the level of meaningfulness to that endeavor is way more than that of being a hooker.
There are plenty of prostitutes who surely have children and families and such.
Also, like, you know, the ones who are really good would, you know, I mean, you develop your skill set, right? You're going to reap more rewards, right? This is every industry ever. So, but I would say that to go along with your touching immortality, art also provides that sense of purpose for many people. Now, art can be found anywhere. Some of these girls performing these sex work services could be considered artists.
Indeed. Pedreg, any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
No, I just wish women didn't have to sell their bodies, but I guess we're all prostitutes because anybody that works, they got to pay the government. And I guess that makes us all prostitutes.
That makes us slaves.
Thank you for the call tonight, Pedrega. I do appreciate hearing from you. The number here is 603-283-6160.
Yeah, it makes us slaves, not prostitutes.
In that case of the government, sure.
Slavery is involuntary, whereas prostitution is voluntary.
Yeah, I mean, you could argue that... You could argue that the prostitute is performing a very important service for a lot of lonely people out there, right? Like, there's, and I can't speak for them, but we've had some of them call the show over the years and kind of explain their
business.
Well,
and there's even non-sexual versions of that service. I know Free Talk Live has covered them in the past.
Sure.
But
the snuggling people.
Snuggling and people who just hug people for, you know, they pay people to give them a hug, stuff like that.
I don't know how many prostitutes you've ever hung out with. I have hung out with them. They're not fulfilled. They're not happy. They don't like their life choices. And, you know, one of the biggest things is the question of how voluntary was this? And in a lot of cases, because there are not other opportunities for them, or at least not opportunities that they can see, they end up doing this just because that's what's available to them that they know is available. Now, if you had a functional economic system, on the other hand, there would be so many opportunities that are so obvious that you wouldn't feel that you had no choice but to go into this line of work.
Okay, are we talking about prostitutes who are working in the illegal industry, or are we talking about prostitutes who are working in the legal industry?
Yeah, I'm talking about, I haven't known the ones that work in the legal industry.
Okay. Well, obviously you're going to get more desperation in that circumstance, but the people who are moving their lives to Nevada to go and work at the Bunny Ranch or wherever it is that they're working at because they know they can make, you know, $300 an hour, or what, I don't know what they charge, right, but it's a decent living from what I understand. These are not people who are on their last desperate attempt to try to make some money. These are, in many cases, professional women who are like, yeah, I got the body. I got the personality. I can do this, and I can make a bunch of money. And some of them make enough money to where they can just retire. You know, by the time their body's out of shape, by the time they're in their mid-30s or 40s or whatever, then they can just go do something else. And then they can spend all the time they want with their kids.
Well, if you look at something comparable, sex work that is legal, which is online, OnlyFans, things like that, cam girls, go talk to them. See their blogs. Read them. They're not happy with it. They're not fulfilled.
Sure.
They are upset with society putting them in a position where this seems to be the best option. And they have a legitimate grievance there.
Well, what would they do in the absence of the technology to allow them to have an OnlyFans page?
In the absence of the technology?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe be hookers.
Well, one of the differences would be that the people that are doing OnlyFans have to deal with these online individuals who are hiding behind computer monitors. They are probably not the nicest people as far as customers are concerned. I'm just, I'm speculating here, knowing the way people behave on the internet, right, when they have anonymity. And I'm not saying you're going to have necessarily the nicest group of folks who would be buying from a professional prostitute, but in that case, you are dealing with people in real life. You are actually helping people who, in many cases, are very lonely individuals. And these are people who might act out in negative ways if they don't have some sort of release for whatever sexual drives that they have. These women could be very well providing a very important service, and they may feel more fulfilled because they're doing it with real people. And maybe, you just can't see that, but I bet you can find people in the prostitution field who absolutely do feel as though it's an important profession that they're in and that they've chosen to do it.
I'm sure you can. They're called outliers.
Okay. Yeah. The phones are open here. The number is 603-283-6160. I don't know, man. I mean, I get it. Like, people that work at a strip club, they're dealing with some sleazy dudes. There's no doubt about it. And that is probably not the most fun job in the world. But I've known people who have made a lot of money,
doing this.
And there's people who do jobs that they don't like all over the place.
Right. And look at how they get treated. Every time where someone is paying for a service, they tend to not treat the people providing that service very well. Like, if you are ever in customer service or a clerk or anything like that, they're like, oh, well, I'm the boss. And when I earned this money, I was abused. Well, now I get to abuse you because I'm the customer and I'm always right now. And the same is going to be true in that as it is everything else.
Sure, but if you're going to have a crappy job, I think a lot of people would rather get paid $300 an hour than $15 an hour.
That's true.
If you're going to have one crappy job versus another crappy job, I mean, if you got what it takes to take that job on, and it's not, I'm sure it's not easy to be, even a legal prostitute, it probably is a very challenging profession, but the ladies that are in it for a reason, and they are in it because they've chosen that field, I say good for them.
Well, and let's not forget about the men that are in it. There are male prostitutes.
That's true. Yeah, we actually had one of them on the show, Vin Armani. He was, I don't think he would use the term prostitute, but he was an escort. he was a professional, paid escort, high-end escort.
I don't think he would use that term, but I think it would be a fair term.
In Vegas, and
what's that David Lee Roth song?
I don't know. There's a bunch of them.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Escort would be the proper
measure
term.
Where I go.
Yeah. Escort would be the proper term, and technically they are not paying you for sex. However, if you want a repeat customer, you will provide that.
Indeed. And he has, by the way, gone in a different direction since he left that profession. Mm-hmm. He's now a very religious person and posts some really interesting stuff on his Twitter account. He's called Cyprian these days. He's had another name change, so he's no longer Vin Armani. He's definitely worth a follow there. You know, Pecos, did you have more you wanted to say about the CIA, or do you want to cover the crypto/CBDC news that we had tonight?
Well, I think that I will say one thing about the CIA. So I do want to say, just to really drive home the point, these aren't isolated.
No.
This is a network.
Because
mm-hmm. that's the thing.
Tip of the iceberg.
Right.
And
right.
This article
this
only covers
through the cracks.
It only covers the ones that they found.
Right.
Right.
They're not actively looking. They just happened to stumble upon more than 10 of these people.
Right.
And did nothing about it.
That's exactly it. The ones that did get caught, nothing happens. This is what slips through the crack.
Mm-hmm.
And tip of the iceberg is right. They are hiding. The ones that get caught even get protected. What do you think about the ones that don't get caught?
Sure.
And the reason for this is very simple. The nature of the state, the nature of government, the nature of being allowed by society to hurt people who aren't hurting anyone means that you develop a system of psychopathy. You develop people who are either themselves psychopaths or are mimicking the behaviors of people who are psychopaths. Now, you cannot have an efficient system unless you mimic efficient systems. So they are not capable of trusting each other. It is simply impossible for psychopaths to trust other psychopaths.
Mm-hmm.
Now, ordinarily, that would make this kind of a system impossible, but they can mimic trust with blackmail. They don't actually trust each other, but if I know that you have dirt on me and you will take my power away from me if I cross you, and you know that I have dirt on you and I will take your power away if you cross me,
mm-hmm.
then we can act as if
we're getting along.
We trust each other.
Yeah.
Exactly. And they, because these things have gone on for so long, they will naturally reach systems. So there will be induction ceremonies
mm-hmm.
like with Epstein, where he takes you in his plane and, oh, now you're a pedophile. I mean, an ephebophile, but no one knows that word anyway. So
sure.
Now you're a pedophile, but don't worry. You're in the club now.
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh, well, now that we can trust you, here's some of our secrets. See, now you've got dirt on me, I've got dirt on you, we're both culpable. Welcome to the club. And then they can, because trust is incredibly efficient. Security is costly. So if you don't have to secure every little thing because there's a network of trust, then you can have an efficient system of oppressing people.
Yep.
So this rabbit hole is a rabbit hole. It goes all the way down. It goes all the way to the top. Like, something like Hunter Biden's laptop coming out, where his underage niece is involved in some very curious ways.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this is just the stuff that falls through the cracks
right.
that we actually get to take a look at. So remember, these aren't accidents. These aren't exceptions.
Now, what's he really doing in Ukraine?
Yeah, this right. is what is actually happening. This is the nature of the people that deign to rule you.
I mean, you want to talk about a prostitution network, and under one of the reasons why they're never going to legalize prostitution is because people like this are probably involved, right? Like, it's not beyond belief to suggest that Hunter Biden's actually helping move women from Ukraine to the United States as sex slaves or whatever, and they end up at the Super Bowl, right? Like, right. I'm just speculating here, but that could happen.
And
he would be protected by the CIA.
Right.
I read somewhere something like 3,000 prostitutes were imported to the WEF meeting.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
That happened recently. So yeah. There's that. 3,000.
And I mean, yeah, you're probably right that even if you did somehow manage to get rid of the CIA, they would just go underground, they'd go into other organizations, they would reform their organization under another name,
mm-hmm.
but they won't even let you do that. The last person who had, like, a modicum of power enough to even try to do that was John F. Kennedy.
Look what happened to him.
Exactly. And now it's pretty well known, like, it's on Fox News for crying out loud, that yes, who arranged his assassination? The Central Intelligence Agency.
That's right, yeah, that did come out last year, right?
Yeah, and that's absolutely factual. It's factual, it's provable. This is what happens when you say, I'm going to dismantle the CIA brick by brick, loudly and proudly in public.
Mm-hmm. The number here is 603-283-6160. That is absolutely the case. It's definitely a scary situation out there. But what do we do? Well, again, the best solution, I think, is to break up. Say goodbye. Yes. Disconnect from this. Stop using their money, of course, is another important one.
Right. And that's the thing. Like the solution of breaking up, that's a big solution.
It is.
And we have to work our way there. But a lot of times people see something like that and they're like, well, geez, what can I do about this?
Yeah.
Well, here's what you can do. You can stop paying them because they are paid with your toil.
Well, they'll just print the money if they need to, which is why getting out of their money system is important.
That's exactly it. It is your work that makes their money valuable because you keep using their money. So what you can do today, right now, is make whichever step it is to get a little bit further from their money system.
Maybe acquiring some gold or silver. Gold backs we're big fans of here on Free Talk Live. Cryptocurrency, of course. Of course, the government's trying to make it harder than ever to acquire and hold cryptocurrency. They definitely see that as a threat, and we talked about that earlier this week with their crackdown via the SEC going after Kraken for allowing people to do staking. And it's getting really difficult out there for people to get into crypto, and the government is trying to stop it.
Well, and this article about the child abuse of the CIA just illustrates that even when it comes to children, most people are just willing to turn a blind eye to government and not care that children are being sexually abused by CIA employees and contractors. So much so that they get caught without any investigation going on, and nobody cares about these children. Like, if you're in the CIA and you see or hear of something like this going on, do something about it, because guess what?
Those come after you.
No one's going to hold them accountable. So the odds of you getting held accountable,
they're going to come after you.
Maybe. I don't think there's a jury on planet Earth that'd convict somebody of defending a child.
They'll come after you
abuse.
In a different way. They'll come after you in a way that won't end up in front of a jury.
And that's why we have to pull their power away from them.
Out of time for tonight, at least on the radio side of things, the Beard Talk Live show will kick off in about a half an hour, 10:30 Eastern Time, over at watch.freetalklive.com. And we'll see you then.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.